There's a cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Waters. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 4th of June, 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you should make use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com because there's well over 1,000 audios up there for download, and you'll start to understand the system, the real system you've been born into, a system that ruled the rule over your grandparents' eyes, your parents' eyes, and maybe your eyes too. And it's designed that way, scientifically designed to keep you living in a fake reality, a reality projected by the media for the rest of your lives, augmented to by movies and even ridiculous things like history channels, this utter nonsense. And you're given a fake reality to do with everything on behalf of your masters, mind you, those who really run the world, the ones who jet all over the planet and have great times and big to-dos with each other and big parties. And you're never supposed to catch on and what's really happening. You all try to get as far as you can in this society. Most of you fail because it's rigged to ensure that you can't win at anything. And to win at anything, you're born into the right families, and you've got to get to know the right circles. They call them circles. And there's overlapping circles. And if you're born into the right family with the right overlapping circle, you can be a moron and still rake in millions of dollars and billions, in fact, because you don't have to do your own investments and so on. It's all done for you by the high accountants within investment companies, which you can actually afford. Quite simple, really. So you're living through a system designed by others to make sure that they themselves will go on down through time, while the people down below simply are the real machine that makes it all happen, people who do the actual produce and make things and so on. Have yourself to all those audios and you'll start to catch on how it was set up, the foundations that were behind it, that were simply fronts for the big banking families. And there's not many banking families that lend internationally, believe you me. And have their armies and armies of NGOs. They also finance all the universities to ensure they teach the right kind of propaganda in their doctrines, such as global warming, so that when they leave office or university, they get office jobs in government positions and environment positions to brainwash the rest of us. So you're living in a very, very scientifically controlled society, and the bigwigs talked about this an awful long time ago. That's what they would bring in. Now, remember, too, you're the audience that bring me to you. You can help me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and you can also donate, and how to do it is on the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. All those sites listed there, the official sites, they all carry audios and transcripts in English, too, to print up. And if you want transcripts in other languages, go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu for those ones. Remember, too, that from the US to Canada, you can still use personal checks and international postal money orders from the post box, the post office. And you can also use PayPal or send cash across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal. Remember, straight nations are welcome in these our times. They call them the recession times, our times. Don't want to say D times, like depression. But of course, for a lot of folk, it's already depression. It has been for a long, long time. We're living in a fixed, rigged system where the big boys themselves know exactly where they're going. And even when they collapse the soul systems, it's just amazing how they come out. They come out from under the rubble unscathed at the top and continue as though nothing had happened at all. If anything, they've got more cash than ever because we tend to bail them out. What a system, eh, where you can always bail out the same few people with your money. But when it comes down to you, and you don't balance your budgets at the bottom level, you lose everything. And the court mocks you and everything else, and there's no government aid coming to help you. It's only for the special ones who run you, you know, the magi, that's available for on a massive scale, too. Back with more after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
I'm back, heading to the Matrix. And we do live in crazy times. It's supposed to appear crazy to us at the bottom, as we see all the cannibals all over the place and zombie attacks, etc. And I'm sure behind all of this, there's a lot of psychiatrists as well that are coordinating their efforts to make sure that things go kind of crazy, because they have done this before, you know. They definitely are heavily involved with the military-industrial complex and testing certain people in society and actually encouraging them to do crazy things. You find that with all amazing things that happen in the horrific scale, they've all been seeing psychiatrists. And it's interesting to even follow up the psychiatrists and see who they are and what they're associated with, because often they work directly with the military units in society, in civilian streets, you might say. So I won't go too much into all that, but the sudden eating people idea. I'm sure a whole bunch of movies will come out to augment the zombie movies now. And even the latest one, I think, was a doctor in Sweden who was from Iran, but he married a young woman, probably a Swedish woman, and he suspected an affair, so he cut off her lips and fried them and ate them. I mean, it's just getting crazier and crazier as folk get obsessed with food, you know, lips smacking good and all that. So that's the kind of world we're living in today, as the world seems to be going down the tubes, and it is going down the tubes technically, but it's a controlled dive to do with inflation and quantitative easing, as a term they prefer to use now. It sounds better than depression or recessions. The quantitative easing, where they inflate the price of everything by pumping out more notes. It's not bad being a banker, is it? I mean, anything wrong. It doesn't matter what you try to do, even to make it wrong, and you break every rule in the book, nothing happens. I mean, it's like a, it's probably even above royalty in a sense, with what they're allowed to get away with in their own strange legal system at the top. But yeah, they can plunder whole countries, and they, all they have is little inquiries. And inquiries have kind of an unofficial get together, and little questions are asked, but you can't make any judgments. Or legal judgments on the inquiry. You would just ask your opinion, and they always tell you they're doing God's work as they look to you. I mean, you understand who this God is here, the piracy God, I guess. But apart from that, as I say, we get all these crazy things happening, and you wonder if it's all to distract you from all the global meetings that are going on as the big boys who own the planet basically are out, move towards the next step of carbon taxes and outright plunder again. And is that real distraction? But they go to incredible lengths of madness, you know, the far left, for instance. And this has been portrayed in many movies, and comedy movies, right down to, I think it was Woody Allen did one, where the guy takes over for the far left and tells him all he's got to start speaking Swedish and Latin America. And then he says, you have to wear your underwear outside, so you're all equal. And mad, crazy things like that. Now, some of that's actually based on truth, not exactly the same, but that's how it goes when the fanatics take over. And you have to be careful about who you boot out and who you bring in, because sometimes you, even through revolutions, you bring in something worse than you had before, if that's possibly imaginable. But in Australia, they have their own fanatics there, and the big media campaigns and so on always build up a leader to lead the radical nutcases. And in Australia is Tim Flannery. He's one of them. And he calls for the removal of toxic teeth from dead people to save the planet, you understand. He says green freaks are just too funny to take seriously. Australia's on the brink of imposing the world's biggest carbon tax price. And the Gillard government is scurrying around like headless chickens, trying to convince people that it'll be good for them. You know, getting taxed into the grave. And the planet, this is, I mean, who wouldn't want to pay more in taxes to a spendthrift government? Taxes which will do nothing to lower the temperature of the Earth. We're all lining up, ready to be, and he uses the B word, for those who can figure that one out. It says, Gillard has even pledged to rip a further $10 billion out of the economy for a green energy fund and to pay the bribe the Green Party demanded by pushing the legislation through. It says, which will invest in those new pie-in-the-sky, still-not-effective green pet projects, which apparently will create millions of new green jobs any day now to replace all those which will be lost under the carbon tax pricing. I'm not sure why Europe, and especially Greece, doesn't jump on this sure-to-win bandwagon of job creation. It's not like Spain lost 2.5 million private jobs for every new green job, and are now to also bankrupt and have stopped supporting the peanut industry. No way. It's just, Gillard does need to know what she's doing, so Greece should be investing all their money into imposing green taxes, which will fund new green jobs, which will save Europe, because that's the stuff they get in Australia, you see, partly save everything. So, this nutter, Tim Flannery, who is a paleontologist, actually, just silly bones, he's the champion for all the Greens over there, and he's made us some radical statements in the past. But he wants to remove all people's fillings before they get cremated to save the planet. And all you'll need really is a pair of pliers. Mind you, if it's bought from the government, it'll cost millions of dollars, these pliers. You know, the same ones you'd buy in the hardware store for a couple of bucks from China. But that's the way it goes when it goes through government hands, you see. Everything suddenly becomes holy, very, very holy, and they're more expensive. I'll put this article up tonight for those who are interested and the craziness and the madness that's coming down the pike as everybody in Australia gets put under this carbon tax, massive carbon. This is better than the king has no clothes. It's a lot of nonsense. It was Rothschild himself in Britain who came up with the idea of carbon taxes and a carbon economy, which will all go through his private bank, his family's private bank in Switzerland, the family bank. Now, you can imagine the interest alone that he'll collect with billions of dollars. It's like the fresh air tax. It's the same sort of thing that was brought out by one of the stewards centuries ago, the fresh air tax. They also called it the light tax. That's why you see so many old houses where they bricked up the windows so they wouldn't have to pay all these taxes per window pane for letting the light through or the air through. Well, this is an even better one now, carbon taxes. You've got volcanoes spewing all over the planet right now, creating CO2 like you wouldn't believe, and lots of other things too. But it doesn't matter, it's you nasty humans, because you're alive, it's your duty to pay for breathing. For breathing, folks. And who better to do it than people like the Rothschilds that have plundered the planets, this planet, over and over and over again over centuries. And we're all supposed to go along with this piracy. Are you going to go along with this piracy? You better start making your decisions before it becomes normal, like new normals. And folk get locked up for it. I'm not kidding you. It's time to stop the utter madness of the chronology that's been pushed upon the general population. And stop listening to idiots put up at the top that prattled off on the news as it was all quite neat, quite real. It's all very real. Now, I'm also putting a link today too with to do with Luca Rocco Magnota, the guy who changed his name to Luca Rocco Magnota, to sort of break down on what it really means in the underworld. I would say the underworld in which he belonged, of course, as a male prostitute, basically, it seems. And they caught him in Germany, of course, and there's even a video link to one of his, I guess it must be a gay station somewhere, or homosexual station, let's call it what it is, homosexual, isn't it? A video up there where he boasts about being an escort for wealthy people. But anyway, I'll put this up about the meaning of the name, and from someone's perspective, and you can peruse that for yourselves. Because they choose these names for purposes, as you well know, and I think his real name was Newman. And he changed it to this Magnota, and so you can check that out for yourselves. Now, we know that coming down the pike, we get world meetings one after another. Now, there's so many of them all through the United Nations and different departments of the United Nations. We've had the NATO meeting in Chicago, and there's another big climate meeting held there too, but it's run about the same time. And, of course, then we have the Bilderberg meeting. And then we have another meeting to do with the Rio de Janeiro, Rio Plus 20 meeting coming up this month. And that's going to be the big clanger, because in this one, which every country signs into law, the Rio meetings, everyone signs it into law, that's when you're going to get hammered with carbon taxes and more, vastly more redistribution of your wealth, meaning more taxes on you to throw across the planet. Karl Marx, you see. And of course, Maurice Strong is going to be there, the guy who was descended from international revolutionaries down through generations of them, in fact, and who also is supposedly one of his ancestors actually from China, who came over to help design the new system for the West of communism, worked with Russia too. We do know that Maurice Strong's aunt, I think it was, and he's got cousins as well, lived in China. And they were close friends of Mao Zedong during the revolution. So you can look all this up for yourselves. Anyway, he'll be there at Rio, Mr. Maurice Strong. It's just Brazil's biggest. You know, what they're first going to do is make it pretty for them. Whenever these big boys get moved in to have their meetings, they've got to do things to make it all pretty. Make it all pretty for them. Any eyesore has to be removed. Anybody lying in the street, you know, with the syringes sticking out all over them has to be removed, that kind of thing. Wherever the elite go, that happens, you know. You've got to tidy it up, not to offend the eyes of the rich and wealthy. Apparently, it's so simple to offend the eyes of these directors. Don't talk about that when they come back from this break.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and super male and femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking about the annual meetings, and this actual meeting of Rio de Janeiro for the Air Summit is 20 years from the last one, and it's going to be a real doozy. The last one was a doozy. Most folks didn't notice it, or even know what effects it had, but they brought in the last time the Millennium Goals that they wanted to have every country sign on to alter society in such a way that they'd be ready for the next part. And we have been. The idea, too, is to get people off the land into the crumbling cities. They're crammed together like rats for a generation until they die off. And that's why it ties in with their timelines, the United Nations, and with all the other think tanks that work with the military, for instance, like the Department of Defense, who can confidently say, but after the year 2050, there'll be a plummet in population. The reason being, you see, no one will have children. Most of them won't have children. And they'll be like, disease ridden and so on, and ultimately die off across the whole planet. All of a sudden, just like that, you see. So this is all part of it, too. The Millennium Goals is part of it. They also call it Agenda 21 or Agenda for the 21st Century. And it's literally where big government creates more big agencies to rule over your lives until you can't plant a daisy if you want to. You need permission, and they probably won't give you the permission even for that. It's a totalitarian control freak society run by something that's a fairly new creation. When you look at all the different types of systems down through history and factions that have fought each other and so on, environmentalists, you see. It's like, why are you? Are you Catholic? No, I'm an environmentalist. Oh, yeah, I see, you're an environmentalist. Like, somehow they're bestowed some holy halo on them for choosing this particular path in life. And you don't really need much education on it at all, because you can use your imagination to the limit in the climate camps to do with global warming and climate change and all that kind of stuff. So the sky's the limit. It's a kind of new priesthood, in other words. And they raise it to a holy status when it suits some of the big boys in the media and academia. And then eventually, once it's run its course and done what it was there to do, which is basically get the system changed for all of us minions at the bottom, then they'll just dump it in favor for something else. But anyway, it's Brazil's biggest rubbish dump, its biggest rubbish dump is to close in Rio de Janeiro, because you see, you can't offend all these wealthy people who turn up there and who are flown in their private jets, you know, spewing carbon all over the sky. And people lying on the streets sick and vomiting and full of syringes is kind of nasty for their party atmosphere. It just doesn't go well. And plus, too, Brazil has to get all the prostitutes in and checked out to make sure they can clear up any of the minor STDs, infections, that they might have. Because these guests are big-time into big parties where they can share lots of people, as you well know from previous articles that we've talked about before. And this is nothing new. This is what they do all the time. They're cleaning up a dump, for instance, and making all the concrete nice and icy, even with fake frames and fronts, have done that before too, even for the Queen passing. And different countries can have her seeing all their riffraff living in cardboard shacks in Africa. But anyway, it says Brazil's biggest open-air landfill has been closed on the outskirts of Rio de Janeiro after 34 years in operation. This is the Jardim Camacho dump. A mountain of rubbish near the city's main airport will be replaced by a modern recycling plant. We'll all pay for that, I guarantee you, it'll be through some global grant. This is the move, well welcomed by environmentalists, that's your special priests. You know, if you should join them. You can join them if you want. There's no qualifications necessary. It's expected to leave more than 1,700 people out of work. For decades, rubbish pickers have made their living by manually selecting materials to be recycled. And a small group of pickers, known locally as catadores, joined Brazilian Environmental Minister Isabela Teixeira and Rio Mayor Eduardo Teixeira in a brief ceremony to mark the end of the facility. Gramacho will become a reference in sustainable development and an example to be followed by other dumps in Brazil, said Minister Isabela Teixeira. Workers, so it shows you with the massive dump and all the rest of it. But a lot of folk did get off drugs and eventually make their living recycling this stuff, like many other countries. But so that's, I guess they'll be back on the drugs and so on once this all the work goes away from them. Anyway, they're going to put that up to make it look all nice. Because you can't offend the eyes of the elite. They're very, very sensitive. And it says here, too, that for decades, environmentalists had denounced the open-air landfill, which received 9,000 tons of rubbish a day. The rotting rubbish generates greenhouse gases, or here we go again, these are gases, which will now be turned into fuel. And runoff from the piles of rubbish also leaked in the nearby sea, adding to the pollution in the Rio's Guanabara Bay, it says. The catadores were paid to pluck from the smelly piles of rubbish whatever pieces could be used for recycling. And so it's a pity that they're going to, they'll be out on you know, looking for work shortly. And no doubt that the world will pay for this new recycling plant to get put in. It's quite amazing. It's a great business, you know, recycling, because I can remember talking years ago to the con in Canada, some of the guys involved in the con. And the con was to train the public, you know, that actually went through, the business guys were sitting at a table, I listened to them, and they approached this other multimillionaire, it wasn't me, of course, but another multimillionaire, but the just, do you want to get on this plastic scam and getting raised up? And the guy wasn't too sure about it. And he says, well, he says, look, it's quite easy. The TV and the media and all give us all the free advertising we want to train the public to recycle for us so it doesn't cost us anything. The people themselves will separate all the garbage in the right boxes. The province will ship it down to your factory, which the government will write them a grant to build. And they get all their materials for free. That's what recycling is all about, folks. Back with more after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this. So what I'm trying to say
the answer's no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tailed relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Wadsworth. School around this crazy world, it's not so crazy actually because everything fits into everything else. In actual fact, the way everything is run, and even your distractions fit into things too, to make sure you're distracted away from the other things at the right times. And it's scientifically controlled, really, the whole media. It's not difficult when all your stories come through basically two wires, as they call it, two systems that are run by Rothschild. But it says here, report as comes out of Germany, it says Israel is outfitting German subs with nukes, that's nuclear weaponry. It's a German news magazine, Der Spiegel, has published a report that claims submarines purchased by Israel from Germany are being armed with nuclear weapons after their delivery. Three of the submarines in question were recently sold to Israel, with the government, the German government picking up part of the tab. Only in Israel would you get that deal, eh? Well, it's a bit steep. Don't worry, we'll pay most of it for you. There are more likely, it's if there are more to be delivered by 2017. Additionally, Germany is said to have known about Israel's nuclear weapons program since 1961. Israel's alleged capability to outfit the subs with nuclear weapons was not previously known. Well, it doesn't take much to figure out what they want them for. A spokesman for the Israeli Foreign Ministry told the AFP news agency that it was no secret that Israel had German submarines. As for the rest, said Yigal Palmer, I'm not in a position to talk about their capacity. And it says that Stefan Siebert, the spokesman for German Chancellor of Angela Merkel, said the submarines were delivered unarmed. Well, there was this go around in circles telling you all what you already know. And, of course, they never will admit to anything, and that's quite natural in all militaries, I suppose. And of course, the Queen had her big Jubilee thing too. You know, the Queen, just astonishing. When you see all the wealth that goes out to give them a big celebration in a country that's should be under the water now, not just with the masses of immigration that brought in purposely, but also with the masses of debt that's also come in. I'm surprised that they could fork this kind of cash out. But again, the taxpayers are awfully handy. They've done this for centuries in places like Britain. Now, this other article too is quite interesting too. It says things we forgot to remember. It's from a series, a television series on BBC. It says Michael Portillo remembers the Morgenthau Plan, which aimed to strip post-war Germany of its industry and turn it into an agricultural country. It was replaced eventually by the Marshall Plan of lease lending and all the rest of it. But that was true. After the old books were there written during World War II with the group that the U.S. assigned to come up with the ideas of how they would put Germany down and keep it down, right down to partitioning it during World War II, partitioning it, especially Berlin, between the Soviets and themselves, in order to destroy any memory and vestige of what the Nazi philosophy system was all about, and even what its beefs were to get it started in the first place, so it was to be totally and utterly destroyed and totally deindustrialized. Part of that was done because the Soviets were allowed to come in and strip whole factories and reassemble them inside the Soviet Union, which they did. But it didn't go all the way that they had planned by the Marshall Plan. You may have to remember the Marshall Plan, the U.S. government to rebuild post-war Europe. Far less is known about the Morgenthau Plan, also drawn up in Washington a few years earlier, which aimed, amongst other things, to destroy German industry after the country had surrendered. Winston Churchill also signed for the plan, which returned Germany into an agrarian pastoral society, unable to manufacture the machinery of warfare in the future. As is Michael Portillo examines the Morgenthau Plan and discovers it was in fact drafted by a Soviet agent, well, what else, of course, working high up in the U.S. administration, that's fairly normal. He considers the implication of this, looks at how far the plan was implemented, and that's why we have forgotten to remember it. Probably because we're still paying for it too, that's why they want us all to forget it, because everything they've done in the past, we're still paying for it. We're still paying for World War II. Compound interest. I hope you realize that. And I'll put this link up tonight from BBC Radio, and you can actually listen to it. And it is interesting for those history buffs who want to know what actually happened and how we got to where we are. And remember, too, that any plan they draft up for any country can be done anywhere in the world. That ties in, remember, with what Britain was doing to its own people, because they planned at the end of World War II to deindustrialize Britain as well. And that's where your European Union actually got its start in that whole idea, the agency that was set up to deindustrialize Britain. They were sort of deindustrializing it through the 70s and the 80s, most depressing times of nothing but layoffs by the thousands every day that you turned on television, suicides galore, and they would not tell the public that this was unactually that their own tax money was paying to close down their factories and move them off to China, just like the WTO did for Canada and the US and so on. We live in a totally different reality from the junk that turned out to you as news. We really, really do. I hope you all catch on to that. It's worthwhile listening to this to see how they had it all figured out, right down to the schooling system, how they would basically effeminize the males, especially, during when this was said to do, and make them all agrarian farmers, and big plans for a whole nation. And there's an article here too. It's called the Blockbuster Scam. A surprising way you're getting ripped off by Hollywood. Well, nothing surprises me about Hollywood. Does it surprise you? Just for his work on the Hollywood blockbuster The Avengers, actor Robert Downey Jr. will make somewhere in the ballpark of $50 million. His co-stars Mark Ruffalo, Samuel L. Jackson, and Scarlett Johansson also slate to make millions of dollars each for their respective portrayals of Marvel superheroes. Of course, paydays are high. That high are much easier for a studio to stomach, in this case Marvel Studios, which is part of the Walt Disney Company, when they come after a film that has made more than $1 million at the global box office as has the Avengers, but taxpayers should pause when they find out that they covered some of the cost of making the smash hit, sending free money to a huge multinational corporation at a time of economic distress. The budget from the Avengers was a hefty $220 million, but a portion was defrayed by $22 million in subsidies that Marvel received from the state of New Mexico. Much of the film was shot at various locations around Albuquerque, New Mexico, and the state has decided to provide a 25% rebate for any film or television production done within its borders. So even your own, you know, states and so on and governments are involved in the show business using your cash. I'll put that little link up too. Nothing really new about it. Again, happens all over the place. I also want to put up Obama's secret kill list. This is Andrew Napolitano, whacks the BHO for weekly decisions to order specific deaths. It's quite amazing living in this day and age too, and yet you've got a government that doesn't go by any lawful agreements, such as a constitution. They just make it up as they go along and pretend they don't have. When you've got this kind of thing happening, you do have a lawless government, you understand. A lawless government can do anything that they want, to anybody that they want, including all of you. And they do. Anyway, as this article here says, in his most recent book, is it dangerous to be right when the government is wrong? To find more about Judge Napolitano and read features by other creators, syndicate writers and cartoonists, visit, and it gives you the link here. I'll put this up tonight, and you can scroll through it. It says, the leader of the government regularly sits down with his senior generals and spies and advisors and reviews a list of the people they want him to authorize their agents to kill. They do this every Tuesday morning when the leader is in town. The leader once condemned any practice even close to this, but now relishes the killing because he has convinced himself that it's a sane and sterile way to keep his country safe and himself in power. The leader, who is running for re-election, even invited his campaign manager to join the group that decides whom to kill. This is not from a work of science fiction, and it's not describing a series of events in the Kremlin or Beijing or Pyongyang. It is a fair summary of a 6,000-word investigative report in the New York Times earlier this week about the White House of Barack Obama. Two Times journalists, Joe Becker and Scott Shane, painstakingly and chillingly report that the former lecturer in constitutional law and liberal senator who railed against torture and Gitmo now weekly reviews a secret kill list, personally decides who should be killed, and then dispatches killers all over the world, and some of his killers have killed Americans. We have known for some time that President Obama is waging a private war, but I mean he's using the CIA on his own and not the military after congressional authorization to fire drones at thousands of persons in foreign lands, usually while they are riding in a car or a truck. He's done this both with the consent and over the objection of the governments of the countries in which he has killed. He doesn't want to talk about this, but he doesn't deny it. How chilling is it that David Axelrod, the president's campaign manager, has periodically seen the secret kill list? Might this be to keep the killings politically secret? Can the president legally do this? It says in a word, no. The president cannot lawfully order the killing of anyone except according to the Constitution and federal law. Under the Constitution, he can only kill using the military when the U.S. has been attacked or when an attack is so imminent and certain that delay would cost innocent American lives, or in pursuit of a congressional declaration of war. Under federal law, he can only order killing using civilians or when a person has been sentenced lawfully to death by a federal court and a jury verdict, and the death sentence have been upheld on appeal. If he uses the military to kill, federal law requires public reports of his use to Congress and the congressional approval after 180 days. So the U.S. has not declared war since World War II. If the president knows that an attack on our shores is imminent, he'd be hard-pressed to argue convincingly that a guy in a truck in a desert 10,000 miles from here, no matter his intentions, poses a threat to the U.S. so imminent and certain that he needs to be killed on the spot in order to save the lives of Americans who would surely die during the time it would take to declare war in the country that harbors him or during the time it would take to arrest him. Under no circumstances may he use civilian agents for non-judicial killing. Actually, part of this is started with the project for New American Century, which is still on the go, and it's the same guys actually behind the scenes running Obama. But they actually had debates at the time about it when Bush was in, and they took the first strike approach because they copied Israel's rules and laws. Israel, if they suspect anybody's coming after them or maybe talking nasty about them, can go after them completely, all-out scale, a full-scale war. So that became basically written into this parallel set of rules that seems to go around the Constitution and allows them to kill wherever they want, when they want, and to whomever they want. When you live in a country like that, you should be very, very afraid, because it also means that the same people can go after any one of you inside your own country just for bad-mouthing somebody. And I'm not kidding about that at all. When societies collapse, you also understand when empires start falling, this is the sort of nonsense you see as they start becoming utterly paranoid at the top, trying to maintain a power that gets out of hand, and they have their own killers inside your own country pumping folk off left, right, and center. You'll hear 10 years down the road, or probably 15 years down the road, of all the Americans they've killed inside America during this period. Eventually we'll come out under freedom of information, but by that time no one will care, you see. And they'll do it in many different ways, falling out of buildings, something dropped into their coffee in a restaurant, hit and runs galore. That's very, very common. And that's what happens all the time. And it's easy to kill off thousands of people that way in a country the size of the USA with a population that size. So anyway, it says, since 9/11, the U.S. Government has set up national security systems that functions not under the Constitution, not under the Geneva Conventions, not under the rule of law, nor under the rules of war, not under federal law, but under a new secret system crafted by the Bush administration. That was the same first strike Israeli plan. And personally directed by Obama, the same Obama who condemned these rulers as senators and as these rules as senator, and then extended them as president. In the name of fighting demons in pickup trucks and wars that Congress has never declared, the government shreds our rights, or taps our cell phones, reads our emails, kills innocents abroad, strip searches 87-year-old grandmas in wheelchairs and 3-year-old babies in the mother's arms, and offers secrecy when the law requires accountability. Obama has argued that his careful consideration of each person he orders killed and the narrow use of deadly force are an adequate and constitutional substitute for due process. And since the Constitution provides for no such thing, he has also argued that the use of drones to do his killing is humane, since they are surgical and only kill their targets and everybody else around the target, of course. And plus, they're also sending in drones half an hour later when people try to go up and find out who's left alive, just villagers, and they get blown up too. We know that this is incorrect, and he's argued that these killings are consistent with our values. What's he talking about? The essence of our values is the rule of law, not the rule of precedent. I don't think it's even the president. I think there's another outside entity involved in all of this, don't you? DNA-destroying chip being embedded into mobile phones, it says. According to Dr. Bojan Alexandrov at the Center for Nonlinear Studies at the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico, terahertz waves destroy human DNA. The waves literally unzip the helix strand. Now a team of technologists at UT Dallas are planning to take chips broadcasting THZ waves, terahertz waves, and embed them into mobile phones for using as an imaging system for consumers, law enforcement, and medical personnel, a potential deadly technology that could eventually kill or sicken millions of people. But that's the way it's supposed to be now. It gets sickened and killed off and die down and sterile and so on, isn't it? The controversial terahertz scanner technology used by the TSA at many of the nation's airports is being adapted for cell phone use. Studies of terahertz radiation have caused experts to raise alarm over the significant health risk to humans. Well, when it can literally unzip the helix strands of the DNA, then that says a problem. And it says recently the major media touted the new chip that permits the adaption of the terahertz generating device to be embedded into cellular phones. Oh, everybody will want one. Everybody will want one, you know, regardless. And it's got to have it, you know. And it says, it's the price of seeing through walls a grisly death. The excited press painted grand pictures of such technology being used by consumers to see through walls and objects. Well, health professionals like physicians might incorporate technology to seek out small tumors inside patients without the need for invasive surgery. Of course, they always put the pluses before the lethal stuff, they tell you. The terahertz wave located between microwave and infrared on the electromagnetic spectrum was chosen for security devices because it penetrates matter such as clothing, wood, paper, and other porous material that's non-conducting. At the time, experts are said to have believed this type of radiation was harmless. Well, they always say that because they lie, eh? They lie. This is the terahertz radiation does unzip the DNA molecule. It won't matter. All the youngsters are wanting us to see through everybody's clothing. So they make sure that they know that first off. Oh, you can see through folks' clothing with this stuff. Well, I've got to get that. I've got to get that. And they'll end up with cancers. There are some lemmings you cannot help. Back with more after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. And another thing too I hate reading about because it's such nonsense, but we're run by nonsense. Most of the media is nonsense, to be honest with you. But to do with the baby boomers, that came out around the 50s and 60s, and they kept talking about, oh, there's going to be a lot of old folk around the year 2010 or so, and 2012, and all that kind of stuff. So they have to always go by statistics. You understand, governments run by statistics. It doesn't matter if they're all fudged and wrong, just like carbon statistics, same idea. It doesn't matter. They stick with them. It's the only thing that gives them any kind of authority. It's the magicians, and that's their magic, you see. And they can't admit they're wrong about something. But they howled and howled and howled about the coming baby boomers becoming cope with all the sick folk. They just knew they were going to all be sick, mind you, because, you see, that was the first generation that got all the staff to go off injections, like porcupines, and just staff through them. And they knew they were going to start bringing them down sick a long time ago. They had meetings about it before that, world meetings, by the way. They bring down the population. They said they'd bring the West down by slow, debilitating diseases. And that's why they gave us all injections. Anyway, this article here is typical of the nonsense here. Canada, well, there was never any elderly people on the planet before. You know, they've never had elderly people. Canada's population of seniors is higher than ever before thanks to the nation's aging cohort of baby boomers, the latest census data reveals. Now, these are the same papers and government statistics, too, that tell us at the same time that we need to get more immigrants in because the people haven't had enough children at home. So listen to all the double speak through this one. It says, just as demographic experts had predicted, the 2011 survey released Tuesday shows the population of people over the age of 65 has ballooned and is expected to keep growing. Moving forward, imagine that old folk, that's folk turning old all the time. Did you know that? Did you really know that? Moving forward, this massive influx of seniors is expected to influence policy decisions related to hot-button topics ranging from healthcare to pensions. Because they've all paid into the pension schemes, and now they're getting told off they work till they're 67, and they'll probably put it up to 70. So I'd say that it's definitely going to be of interest to them. Simultaneously, Canada has seen about an 11% increase in babies and toddlers between 2006 and 2011. The swell of children aged 4 and younger marks the most notable burst of growth since the post-war baby boom. It's much like the States, though, because in the States, you see, most of the bursts there are coming from people, immigrants, who still like having children and things like, what is it called, marriage, I think, and they have children. That's what happens. And same in Canada. For the first time in 50 years, the number of children in this age bracket grew in every part of the country. Alberta accounted for the biggest increase in youngsters, followed by Saskatchewan and Quebec. Despite the apparent resurgence of children across Canada, like it's disappeared, you see. The latest census findings were dominated by statistics about seniors and a momentous flood of people heading out of the workforce and into retirement. How dare they take their pensions when the government needs it so badly? Canada's senior population... classified as being over 65 years, has grown 14.1% since last count and now stands at nearly 5 million people, a number that's expected to climb as the younger edge of the baby boomer wave ages. At the same time, demographer David Foote notes that numbers of Canada's senior population are leading lives that are longer and healthier than their predecessors. Absolute rot. Absolute rot. It's not just older folk who are crippled by diseases now. And I'm talking about older, like I'm 50, is old now, you know. Here's also youngsters with juvenile arthritis who never has heard before the injections. So I'll put this rubbishy article up from the statisticians who you know, live on statistics. It doesn't matter if they're true or not. They would knock you all off, wipe you all out if you try and keep the statistics correct. You know, that there's sums of things. I'll put this up tonight as well. From Hamish Massiah from Ontario, Canada. That's good night to me. God or your gods go with you.